Federal regulators are threatening this week to strip four energy companies of their right to sell power at free market prices. Regulators accuse the companies of stonewalling the investigation into alleged market manipulation. California Governor Gray Davis also wants regulators to investigate claims that Perot Systems, the company founded by Ross Perot, coached companies in how to manipulate the market. The suspect energy trading is a potential setback in the government's push for electric deregulation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The four companies have until Friday to provide a satisfactory explanation of their trading activity. Otherwise, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission may revoke their authority to sell power in the deregulated market. Commission Chairman Pat Wood says companies that don't play by the rules in that market ought to be punished. At the same time, Wood told a Senate subcommittee last month he still believes the market, not regulation, is the best way to lower prices for consumers.
That's why we're doing this. There are significant savings from a well-functioning, competitive wholesale market that customers ought to be able to put into their pockets.
When markets are not competitive, though, customers' pockets can be picked. Last week, California Governor Gray Davis wrote to Wood saying almost daily there's further evidence that generators and traders engaged in illegal activities. Since the news broke last month that Enron had used suspicious tactics, nicknamed Ricochet and Death Star, to profit from California's troubled market, the trading tactics of all energy firms have come under scrutiny. Several companies have acknowledged using so-called round-trip energy swaps to inflate their trading volumes, and the top executives of two such companies, Dynegy and CMS, have resigned. Industry watcher Steve Fetter, who's formerly with the Fitch Credit Rating Service, says heightened concern over trading practices is the last thing deregulation needs.
First, we had California chilling the mood on competition, then the Enron catastrophe, and now it's seemingly affecting a lot of big names. And you have to think that we have some healing time to endure before you see restructuring moving forward with any speed again.
The electricity market is actually two related markets, one for wholesale power, which is overseen by the federal government, and another for retail electricity, which is governed by the states. Mark Stultz is with the Electric Power Supply Association, a trade group that favors deregulation. He says federal regulators have to fix the problems in the wholesale market if they want more states to proceed with retail competition.
The map has always been a challenge for the proponents of competition in electricity because we have about half of the country that is moving forward and about half of the country that is not. And frankly, it's the transition that poses the greatest risk with regard to the health of both the industry and with regard to benefits for customers.
And now that transition may take even longer. Some states, such as Texas and Maryland, are proceeding with retail deregulation, taking pains to avoid California's missteps. But others are putting on the brakes. In Oregon, for example, big customers were supposed to be free to choose their own power suppliers last fall, but lawmakers delayed that for 5 months. Lee Beyer of Oregon's Public Utilities Commission says even when the choice was finally offered this spring, few customers took advantage of it.
If you consider the volatility of the market in the last year, there wasn't a big comfort zone for people to make a jump into the market. My own thought on it is that I think it's going to take 4 to 6 years before you see much change at all.
The state of Nevada has made a complete U-turn on electric competition, revoking its deregulation law. While big casinos and the like can still make power deals, Public Service Commissioner Don Soderberg says only a handful have tried to do so.
Crystal balls in the energy business are always very murky. Clearly, all of the changes that had occurred over the last three sessions were a shock to the system, and there's a desire for things to level out. I think there's a realization that the retail competition has really not benefited the average consumer across the country.
Nevada has essentially returned to a traditional electric system with monopoly providers and regulated rates. In his state, the future looks a lot like the past, Soderberg says. Comfortably so. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.